What's up, guys? Welcome to the Matt Prince podcast. So today's topic is this: I just can't stop. So a lot of people are looking at changing, including myself. We're looking at changing. We're looking at growing. We're looking at becoming more, you know, improving ourselves and just becoming better at what we do, right? Now, when I talk about this concept of I just can't stop, I'm talking very, very broadly about this. So I want you to think about all the things in your life that you may not be able to stop doing that aren't serving you, that you're addicted to, and that you just can't stop doing. Think of things like overeating. Think of things like overtraining. Think of things like not stretching and not looking after yourself. Think of things like you're going 3 days on with your diet, 4 days off. Think of things like binge watching Netflix series, Facebook, Instagram, those sorts of things where you're just hooked on it and you're just trying to get all heaps of likes and you just can't stop thinking about that, constantly like mindlessly scrolling and checking it. Now, what else is there? There's things like porn, gambling, things like, what else we got? We've got drugs, we've got alcohol abuse, we've got cigarette abuse, you know, or cigarettes in general. Like, think fast food is another one. Even just like the concept of like, you know, when we think about it as a holistic approach, people who can't save money, like they're addicted to spending money. They're addicted to living that high life and constantly like forking out money. Every time they start to save a little, they have to go and spend it just because it's in their genes, right? Now, a lot of the time, people will not change until their mind gets clear, until they can become present and live in the now. All right, so you'll see a lot of people that, you know, you would have had a friend that's done this where, you know, somebody might break up with them and then they lose a shit ton of weight and they're the happiest they've ever been, right? They start doing the things that are good for them because they, you know, had all this pain and stress. Now, it's very interesting when that happens because usually that slap, the lead up to before that big slap in the face of their partner leaving them or whatever, that's when they're sedating the most. That's when they're binge eating. That's when they're, you know, gambling excessively or watching excessive amounts of porn or taking drugs, partying, or, you know, overtraining, whatever it is. And then as soon as that big punch in the face happens, that's when they start to take like a step back and see things for what they are. And they start to look after themselves. They become a little bit happier. They stop, I suppose, fucking themselves up in a way. Now, what I want you to think about today, because this podcast is going to be short, I just wanted to point this out. A lot of people that, in terms of, let's look at like just losing weight in particular, or even like smoking, right? These two are the same. People who can't lose weight or can't quit smoking, it's usually because they've got this habit of doing the same, like it might be for me, like my habit is ordering 4 meals every time I'm out. Say I'm in Thailand right now, so every time I go out, I'll order 2 entrees, 2 mains, and a rice. So it's 5 meals, really. Now, is that needed? No. Is that why I can't lose weight? Yes, 100% why I can't lose weight. Now, if you look at someone who's smoking, when they basically sit down or they got a 5 minute break or whatever, they'll light a smoke up. It's just what they do. It's what they're used to. It's like wired into them. So you need to look at these things, what you're doing, and have it as a front of mind awareness thing. If you need to change it, like for some people, say for me with those 4 meals, I don't really care right now. I'm happy doing it. But if I was to really need to change that, if I was overweight and trying to lose weight, I would have to be more present and focused on the actual, like what I'm doing at the time. So have a think about that, guys. Like if you can start doing things like meditation, that's going to help. People who meditate generally have more mindfulness about what they eat, and about more mindfulness about how they act and what they do and what they say and how they think. And it makes a real big difference. So something to think about, guys. Wrapping up right now, I want you to write down, take out your pen and paper. Let's write down what is the number one thing that you're sedating yourself with? And then part two to that question is, what is that costing you? What is the number one thing that you're sedating yourself with? And what is that costing you? So guys, I hope that helps out a little bit. If you're looking at doing some sort of meditation, try out the app Calm. It's very good app, very good, very well ran, very well spoken, and it's so simple and it's pretty cheap to get. I think it's like $60 a year for the like premium version. Well worth it. I highly recommend it. So that's Calm, C-A-L-M. Guys, if you need anything else, reach out to me via Facebook because I don't have my phone with me. But I'll talk to you all very, very soon. Have a great day. Bye.